You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Linda Bordoni. Pope Francis is calling on Europe to unite forces and to put human rights in the forefront as the death toll of migrants trying to reach Europe continues to rise. Speaking after his catechesis at the General Audience, the Pope asked for prayers for those who have lost their lives in the past days as they crossed the Mediterranean Sea in overcrowded and derelict vessels. He described the incidents as shameful carnages.
Si mettano al primo posto i diritti umani e si uniscano le forze per prevenire queste stragi vergognose.
Meanwhile, the death toll from the capsizing of a boat carrying some 400 migrants has climbed to 17. So far, 206 immigrants have been rescued, but search efforts continue. The Italian Navy said the boat that sailed from Libya went down some 160 kilometres south of the Italian island of Lampedusa. The sinking follows Sunday's discovery of the bodies of at least 40 immigrants off the coast of the Libyan town of Garbouli. Nearly 19,000 immigrants have been rescued since Italy's government launched the Mare Nostrum naval operation last October. James Stapleton, communications officer at Jesuit Refugee Service, says JRS welcomes Pope Francis's words.
We absolutely welcome the call by the Pope. What he's actually said is exactly what we've been saying for a long time. This is not a question that can be resolved by the Italians on their own. Yes, we need a beefed up force in the Mediterranean. We need to save lives of people who are trying to seek safety in Europe. But we need a plan by the whole of the European Union, because there needs to be a little bit more responsibility sharing. People are fleeing for their lives. People are prepared to put their lives at risk. And unless we can understand that, security measures, trying to prevent people from arriving, and then trying to save small numbers in the sea, it's just not enough if we want to put human life first. And if that's what I understand the Pope is saying, he's saying we want to put human first. The women, the children, all of the people who are fleeing Eritrea, Syria, and all of the other places where human rights violations are rampant throughout the world.